How's your knee doing? And if it's able to heal, are you thinking about fighting again?
You know what? The last time I got the whole shit with my knee, I found out that I have partially torn meniscus, ACL, and I got arthritis. And since my mom has arthritis, I thought, you know what, maybe it's time for me to stop fighting. Because I have kids, and I want to be there for my kids, and I want to be there for my grandkids. I don't want to walk on a cane. And people don't realize that if I wake up in the morning, I have to walk fucking 25 steps to go to the restroom in pain. And once I sit down, you know, and it gets warm, then it's okay. But it's so much pain I have, and it's the arthritis. And I always thought it was just my knee, something was going on, but apparently it's the arthritis. So I want to save it for my kids.
So it's hereditary. So you're saying officially you're done. Don't need to prove yourself.
Anymore. Except because I heard about chemo, that he said, oh, I want to fight Bowser again, but I said I was never going to fight him again. Because, what the fuck, I'm going to take the risk again?
The fight was made and he failed the drug test, right?
That's what I mean. Why would I give him another chance and do it again, and then he comes to me and they get him again?
And what do you have to prove fighting him?
Who's helping? No, but the thing is, what he said, if I see him on a suit, I wouldn't take him. He wouldn't take me. And then I say, please, do that. Because if you look at my street record, the fighting record, I think my street record really advances. I'll fuck him
up. Plus, if it's in a bar, I saw your bar techniques. The boom.
hey, listen. I had people from. I'm sitting at the airport. Suddenly, six guys come up and they come to me, and I didn't know. They say, oh, Buster, and they hold the DVDs with me, and they were air marshals. And I'm sitting there in line, they go, well, I was intimidated. I said, what are these guys going to do? They're going to lock me up. They say, no, we got you. Can you put an autograph on our DVD? And they go, wow, the air marshals are looking at my DVD. This is going to be a good sign.
Well, yeah, well, they're being alone. I know a lot of militaries are starting to do jiu-jitsu now.
Oh, yeah.
So once they get a taste of it, anybody who's into it does research and finds guys like you who are legends in the sport. So
that's it. That's how it goes, man. Right?